afternoon and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. We're here each Sunday at noon. I'm Karen Curtis and I'm here again with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from 1 minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the Email the Show tab.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody, on this rainy and wet Sunday. And remember to download our new Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or your Android device. And the app does a lot of things when you download it. You can instantly on your phone have all the Florida laws governing associations, whether it's condos, HOAs, or even co-ops. You get the Florida Administrative Code as well. You can listen to any past Condo Craze show instantly. Go directly to the show's website, see who our sponsors are. Go directly to our law firm's website for Glazer & Associates and find out more about our law firm. You can instantly send us questions and comments while we're on the air. Read all of our prior newsletters, register for our seminars, and we'll talk about all the new events that we have planned a little later on. And you can also go right to our blog that we write each and every Monday morning. And tomorrow's topic is, now that the real elections, now that the election season's over, the real election season starts. And that's, of course, if you live in a condo or an HOA. And again, all of this is in our new Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or your Android device. Give it a try. Let us know what you think. And of course, if you want to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze, and the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
And last week, we spoke about the arrest of a Broward condo president for getting paid as a CAM, even though he didn't have a license. That was after Eric gave a TV interview on Channel 10 that said this president was acting illegally. And then we heard from one listener who thinks 55 and over communities are horrible places to live. And we had so many phone calls, we were unable to get to anything we actually had planned for the show.
Yeah, it's true. We got to nothing last week. And I'll just say this. A lot of people write me on Monday mornings and said, hey, you know, you send out your email blast on Friday saying you're going to get to all these 5-6 things. You didn't get to any of them. And the bottom line is when the calls come in,
Gotta take them.
And if someone has been saving up their question perhaps for a whole week, we're going to take that question. So that's just the way it is. But, the phones were, in fact, crazy. And we had a fun segment last week that I actually want to get back to right away. And I hope everybody had a great time, you know, last Friday for Halloween. And like every year, we had a great big party at our home, and it was a lot of fun. But our blog for that Halloween week was really, really interesting.
And we remind our blog readers that despite how scary some board presidents can be, there is not a single costume of a board member on sale for Halloween.
That's
or
right.
A community association manager for that matter.
Yeah, it does not exist.
What would exactly a board president's costume look like?
I have no idea.
Usually when I show up for the meeting, it's a t-shirt and jogging shorts and sneakers, because I can't stand is I get all dressed up sometimes to go to these meetings. I put my tie on, my suit and everything like that, and I show up and everybody's wearing
and the president comes down in flip-flops.
Exactly. But the fact that sometimes people can be scary, it doesn't mean there is a necessarily scary people in everybody's community that can do harm to residents, but some actually do have those. So our readers gave us a choice to see who was the scariest person in their community, or who the type or what position can do the most damage. And the list that we got in the descending order from the most scary to the least scary is, number one, a board member or officer; two, the do-nothing unit owner who always complains about everything; number three, the community association manager; number four, the condo or HOA attorney.
Eric.
I'm glad to hear that we're not the worst,
right?
You know? And then number five, the non-paying owner that drives up costs for everybody.
Yeah, so we asked everybody, what do you think? What do they think the order should be? So let's have some fun. Let's see what our blog readers actually thought. So Robert writes in, and Robert puts them in this order. Robert says, scariest board member since he's a dictator. Next is the CAM because she's a diva control freak. Next is my treasurer because he's an idiot. And the next is the VP because he's a self-absorbed idiot. So, I don't know, at least to me it's apparent that Robert needs some sort of an anger management course, I guess. You know, maybe one that's even court-ordered. And hopefully no kids knocked on his door for Halloween. That is one angry dude at that association.
I just wonder, the self-absorbed idiot's not as bad as just the regular idiot.
Right. There's a big difference between the two.
Moshe. Moshe said, not a person, a government agency. The scariest and most destructive force in the community is the DBPR. The DBPR rulings destroy communities and contribute to the stress of living in a community. The DBPR is a government organization of unqualified, uneducated, lawless servants that do not serve us, the people of Florida. Oh. Yes, this is scary.
I'm going to object to that.
Yeah, it goes way too far.
No, I mean, the DBPR is a lot of things, and I have a lot of problems with some of the processes that they have, but they're, for the very most part, they try to do a really good job.
Absolutely.
And they're really underfunded, and
But they do need more teeth.
Bottom
line is they need more teeth. But I'm guessing this guy Moshe just lost an arbitration case in front of an arbitrator, and he's upset at that DBPR arbitrator.
And the other thing is, I mean, when they make decisions, they get it right, I'd say, as much as judges normally do.
Exactly.
I mean, again, a lot of things I think need to be changed, but I think the quality of the people that work there is pretty darn good, in my opinion.
What does Marilyn tell us, Scott?
Well, Marilyn says the non-paying unit owner who comes to the meeting and complains about everything and wants the board to spend money on new property improvements. That was actually a category we didn't give her.
Right.
All right, but she went off the menu there, I guess. Then the second scariest is the sleepy board member who has had the board package for 1 or 2 weeks and hasn't read the minutes. I don't know what a board package is, but
probably what the manager gives out, like the review materials.
And then third is the state government that refuses to pass HOA and condo changes.
Well, that's what we're trying hard for this upcoming legislative season. As a matter of fact, we got some emails over the weekend begging for HOA legislative changes, and I have a feeling this could be the year. So hang in there, Marilyn, and hopefully we're going to get you there.
Well, the next one from Lauren Keller, she says, the board president. He rules the board and makes it up as he goes along. The second scariest is a resident who's in deep doo-doo with past assessments, but yet is allowed to disrupt meetings. And we have had them. And most likely, vote.
So Lauren believes that non-paying owners are scary, especially when they get a chance to vote. And remember, Lauren, in both condos and HOAs, the board can suspend the rights of delinquent owners to actually vote. So perhaps your board may want to consider that, although I doubt it will get the non-paying unit owners to pay. You know, the legislature has passed all these laws over the last couple of years. Like, if people don't pay, you can suspend them from the board. You can prevent them from running for the board. You can prevent them from using the exercise room. Blah, 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 blah. A lot of nonsense. Didn't do anything to get non-paying unit owners to pay.
Well, and then, of course, I still have my constitutional problems with some of those laws.
That's absolutely, but without making it too complicated, even if you think you can do that in your association, it doesn't mean you can unless you have the as amended from time to time language in your governing documents. And those who have attended our course know exactly what we're talking about. How about before we go on, we take Wally's call in Plantation. How are you, Wally?
I'm fine, thank you. Great show.
Thank you. How can I help?
Okay, I have a question with the fact that we are supposed to be getting a new company for the TV.
Yep.
And apparently a lot of people are against it, but we have to go with what the two or three investors, the board members are. And so I was wondering that if I stay with my same company, do I have to pay in my maintenance for that?
Yes, you do. Absolutely. In other words, if the board of directors signs a what's called a bulk contract, a bulk cable contract for your association, then yes, that bulk amount is going to be included in your monthly maintenance payments, regardless of whether or not, let's say, you want to go with a different company. You're still going to be responsible. The only people that get off the hook for not paying the bulk cable contract, I believe under the statutes, for obvious reasons, are those persons who are hearing impaired or sight impaired. Then they have obviously a legitimate reason to get out of paying for bulk cable contracts. But the average Joe who lives in an HOA or a condo, if your board locks you into a cable contract, you are on the hook. Now that doesn't necessarily prohibit you. Let's say you have Comcast and you want to put a satellite dish in a place where it's allowed, and you want to also get DirecTV. There's nothing that would prohibit you from getting both, but the bottom line is you're going to pay for the service provided by the bulk cable contract.
I see. I know a lot of people in our community are really not happy with the fact that to change was with the Comcast that we have. We have our cable with the internet and everything. Now we all have to turn around and start looking around for different providers.
Well, you know what? A lot of times now, and this is interesting that you raise this, and I had this in my office the other day, communities, a lot of them, don't want to have bulk cable contracts anymore. Why? Because no matter if all of the unit owners are paying their assessments or not, the association still has to pay that bulk cable bill each and every month. So let's say the association signs a contract for to pay the cable company a certain sum every month, but a third of the unit owners stop paying their assessments. Well, the bottom line is the association still has to pay the cable bill, and the bigger problem is you can't shut off the cable of the people who are not paying. So that's why a lot of associations are saying, you know what, we don't want this bulk cable contract anymore, because even the people that are not paying are going to wind up getting it for free. So they're opting to look for additional alternatives, just like you're talking about, Wally. But, Wally, thank you very much for the call. That was a very, very productive phone call there. Let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. When we get back, we'll continue with who's the scariest person in your community. Be back after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. The number to call, 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. And by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners, want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars where you meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, have a commercial spot during each week's show, you can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and send us a quick email.
All right. Before we went to the break, we were talking about who could possibly be the scariest person in your community for Halloween, and we basically gave the unit owners a couple of different choices. Was it board members or officers, the do-nothing unit owners, the community association manager, the condo or HOA attorney, or the non-paying owner who drives up the cost for everybody else? And I like this one. Richard writes in and he says, in our community, a person owes over $7,000 in back assessments and can't be sent to the lawyer. Why? Because she's also the treasurer.
Well,
so, really shouldn't work that way, Scott.
Yeah, no. I mean, there's a difference between can't be sent to the lawyer and won't be sent to the lawyer. You know, this is something that you talk about all the time. And this treasurer is obviously suing people for failing to pay assessments, but she's letting herself off the hook. That's what we call self-dealing. She can certainly be sued civilly, but it wouldn't surprise me if she could actually face criminal charges.
Absolutely.
Wow.
If she's not paying and she's going after people and taking away their homes, yeah, I think she possibly can. I agree. What's Linda say, Karen?
Well, the scariest person is the non-paying unit owner who just threatened me because I'm the president. This person owes over $10,000 in maintenance, and I'm the bad guy for turning this over to our lawyers. No one wants to run for the board. It is a thankless, scary, non-paying, volunteer job. My board members are all certified, and they put in many hours and work hand-in-hand with our management company to make our home better.
You know, I like what Linda writes in and says, because it's a nice change of pace. And I don't know why more board members actually don't stick up for themselves more. And finally here, Linda does just that. And Linda, no, you're not the bad guy for turning over the delinquent unit owner to the attorney. That's your job. For those of you who don't have the stomach to do it, then you shouldn't be on the board. But just because that's your job, it doesn't mean that someone also has the right to threaten you and get away with it. And as a board member, and I'm not just talking to Linda, of course, I'm talking to every board member who's listening out there. The minute somebody threatens you with violence, or certainly, obviously, you know, puts their hand on you, you pick up the phone and you call the police. That's the bottom line. And if necessary, have the association lawyer get you a restraining order as well, and potentially kick that person out of their home. Scott, you and I talk about a great case that you argued on appeal, where and won on appeal.
Well, yeah, that was a little bit more of it than threats,
right,
though.
Right, where a unit owner in a condo in South Beach took it to the next level and was actually using physical violence, and Scott got an order kicking him out of his home, even though this was his homestead property. The case went up on appeal, and the three-judge panel actually, when this guy's lawyer said, you can't kick someone out of their home, the trial court obviously made an error, and all three judges on that panel said, you want to bet? The bottom line is the number one, I'll never forget this, Scott, one of the judges said, our number one job as a judge is to preserve the peace. And if this guy can't act human while in his home, out he goes. Judgment kicking him out of his home, affirmed on appeal.
It was also like a $700,000 place he didn't have a mortgage on.
Exactly right, and he still got kicked
out. Oh, and he's no longer with us.
I was going to say, was he the one found in the trunk?
He was the one found in the trunk with a bullet in his head,
wow,
ultimately a few weeks later in Long Island. So what can I tell you?
He's the scariest person.
Exactly right.
Oh, my God. The scariest person in our community are the old farts who once served on the board. Now that they're no longer serving, they run around creating chaos and making a statement, that's not how we used to do things when I was president. There's a reason why they're no longer serving. Either you're viewed as no longer effective or wanted. Maybe you should stop trying to make trouble for the association and just go quietly into the night.
Yeah, I don't know if I like the tone of that one,
right.
But we certainly can relate to why some seniors believe prior long-term board members are a problem. So many times we hear from long-serving board members that this is the way we've been doing it for 25 years, and that's the way we're just going to do it. And oftentimes they really don't care if they're following the statute or if they've just, you know, been doing it wrong for 25 years. And I guess the saying goes, you can't teach an old dog or an old board member new tricks,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And finally, Walter writes in, and Walter says, let me see. Again, this is a Halloween theme here. So Walter writes in and says, the HOA president is a ghoul. The treasurer is a witch. Other board members are trolls. And members of the community are a bunch of zombies. The HOA only uses an attorney.
This,
I like this too. On an as-needed basis. Therefore, he would be, this is the association attorney here, a pumpkin head or headless horseman. Happy Halloween to everybody. Now, I think Walter had me laughing there until he called the attorney a pumpkin head.
Well, so, I mean, I don't know what's wrong with using the attorney on an as-needed basis. As much as I'd love to be paid to do things that I don't, you know, aren't necessary, you really only want to involve your lawyer when you need them.
I'm not going to let him get away with that pumpkin head statement about lawyers, though. I'm going to track him down and lean his house. Is that good? All right. Now, Walter, happy Halloween to you. Really enjoyed that email. That was fun. And Scott, I think you're right. Only one complaint we had in there about the condo or HOA lawyer. That's it? That's the best you guys got?
Yeah.
And one complaint against the condo or HOA lawyer?
The complaint was we only do what we're asked.
Right, exactly. I think they can do
better than that. I mean, there are some real scumbags out there, starting with Eric Glazer.
How about we go to Miriam in Toronto?
Yes.
How are you, Miriam?
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
What's going on?
How are you? All right. You know our board. You know the condo I'm talking about. We are without property manager, management, fracture board, which is in illegally. There's a whole lot of contention going on now about hiring a receiver. Many people do not understand. They think it is a very costly procedure. There is a temporary president. There is no attorney. And assuming they are not bankrupt or insolvent, could you please explain exactly the duties of the receiver and how expensive it would be?
This is interesting. We won't name the association, but Miriam is calling regarding a very large association located in North Miami Beach that I would say a lot of our listeners actually know if they heard the name of. And it's almost hard to believe that in this particular condo, and as a matter of fact, let's stir the memory of some of our listeners. This was the condo where a couple of months ago we reported on an actual hearse pulling up to the to the front gate, and they wouldn't let
Correct.
The hearse in because the hearse driver didn't have $3 in exact change, so they wouldn't let the hearse come in and actually pick up the dead body. So no surprise that this is the condo that Miriam is complaining about. So, and this same condominium has God knows how many lawsuits pending against it, and almost all of which are resulting in defaults and default judgments. So you want to talk about an association that's out of control. This is the poster child for that. So the question becomes, what about putting in a receiver? So what is a receiver? Actually, a judge would have the power to say, hey, board of directors, you're out. This receiver now actually becomes the board of directors. A receiver gets paid an hourly fee. It's typically an attorney that gets appointed. And that receiver then can hire their own attorney to two more attorneys. One, to be an attorney for the receiver. And number two, to be an attorney for the association. So you're paying a receiver, you're paying an attorney for the receiver, you're paying a separate attorney for the association. And who do you think is paying for it all, Miriam? That's the catch. All of the unit owners who live there.
The unit owners,
exactly.
Right. This is what they're afraid of. They don't want to be taken. You see, they're thinking of, are they better off to hire a new management company, or are they better off with a receiver?
Well, I'll tell you
and
one thing.
And the source of contention right now is, are they going to, you know about the last property management, and they're terrified that, what if a new one comes in, or does the receiver have the same kind of power? And there's a really, really whole big fight going on because this is affecting more than 900 units.
Well, truth is, a receiver can be costly, but I'll tell you this. If you get the right receiver, if you get a real good receiver, they will go after, whatever wrongdoing a prior board has done, and we'll go after the insurance company for the association to make sure it's paid, and any fidelity coverage that may be provided out there should any money be stolen or missing. So it all depends sometimes as to who that receiver is. And remember what a court's going to do. A court's going to order that receiver to provide, let's say, monthly reports back to the court, and the court's going to supervise this whole thing. So oftentimes, yes, while a receiver can be expensive, you have the right one, the association's going to come out on the winning end. But it doesn't always happen.
How do you
but
go about finding the right receiver?
The judge is going to make that appointment. If an application is made
to
the court
first.
Exactly. Only a judge can
appoint
a receiver. That's the only way it can be done. Correct. With the appointment by a judge. Okay? Miriam, thank you for the phone call. Keep warm in Toronto. Hey, let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Taking your calls at 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Mike from Lake Worth, hang in there. We'll be right back.
Does your community association want to reserve funds for future repairs, but has no idea where to start? Leave that complex job to Custom Reserves. Let their professional staff inspect your property and provide your community with an analysis that accurately tells you the life expectancy of your roofs, roads, paint finishes, and much more. At Custom Reserves, member-governed associations served include condominiums, townhomes, HOAs, CDDs, co-ops, and timeshares. Whether you're a high-rise condo or a sprawling community, Custom Reserves can prepare a reserve study you can count on. Your home is your most valuable asset. Don't ignore the importance of funding a reserve account because you think you can't afford it. Let Custom Reserves help you avoid a rainy day by saving now and avoiding special assessments later. And if your community is being transferred from the developer to the owners, contact Custom Reserves for a clean bill of health for your property and establish an adequate reserve fund from the start. Call Custom Reserves now for a free no-obligation proposal at 888-927-7865. That's 888-927-7865. You can also visit online at customreserves.com.
Isn't this pool closed?
Don't worry about it, man. No one will know.
This is Invera Systems. The area is closed.
Don't worry about it, man. It's probably just a recording.
You need to leave the area immediately.
You can hear me?
I can hear and see everything you're doing.
Come on, man. Let's just go. All right?
Don't leave your community vulnerable to vandals. It's important to be prepared. As industry leader in outdoor asset protection, Invera Systems installs and monitors technology-based security solutions and protects communities better than anyone else. Invera's active video surveillance system utilizes high-resolution digital video cameras and two-way audio, along with state-licensed virtual guards to monitor, record, and protect communities like yours. Contact us today and receive a free security consultation and 15% off installation. Call 855-936-8372 or visit us online at enverasystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A systems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Listen to 850 FTL anywhere you go with your iPhone, Android, and iPad. With the 850 app. Get it free today.
Free.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. today. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is InsureCo. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. InsureCo Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise. Inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com, elconelectric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Bugged about the bugs in your condo or HOA? Creeped out by the creepy crawlers in your community? Tired of termites? At Diligent Lawn and Pest Control, they understand your needs and know you want to rid your home of unhealthy and destructive pests while minimizing the chemicals used in your environment. That's why they've developed the pest prevention services with the most technologically advanced products and application methods in the industry today. Since no two homes or communities are alike, your service is designed with your particular situation in mind. After a thorough inspection of the premises, they apply the appropriate state-of-the-art products in the places necessary to solve your problem. The pledge is to make your home and community environment pest-free. Diligent will gladly come back between scheduled services and retreat at no additional cost to you. To control covered pests in and around your home, your complete satisfaction is always guaranteed. Whether it's routine pest control, termite problems, pre-construction services, or lawn and tree care, Diligent is there to help you anywhere in the state. Make sure to visit them on the internet and take advantage of the online coupons at diligentpest.com or call toll-free 800-487-8190. That's diligentpest.com or 800-487-8190. Want great no-nonsense customer service? Then get in touch with Diligent Pest Control today.
Why can't we be friends?
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. The number to call to ask your question, 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
Hey, remember when we were talking before about that director that owed $7,000 that the treasurer wouldn't report ourselves? So, yeah, one thing we did leave out, Brian just texted me and said, what about the statute that removes the director automatically? And sure enough, both 718 and 720 have it. And it's a director or officer more than 90 days delinquent in the payment of any monetary obligation due to the association shall be deemed to have abandoned the office, creating a vacancy in the office to be filled according to law. So, yeah, technically, that person
off
is gone
board.
Off the board yeah, without it having to do anything else.
Except for the fact that they stay on the board and one can do anything really
right.
about it.
But technically, when that next meeting starts, they're not supposed to sit there. And by the way, we teach everybody at our course that 90 days delinquent doesn't mean three full months of actual assessments. It means that director or officer is gone off the board if they're carrying any balance whatsoever for 90 days or more. It could be $25, but they're carrying it for 90 days. They are gone. How about we go to Mike in Lake Worth? Thanks for holding, Mike.
Guys, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm fantastic on this ugly day. My grass grew a foot while waiting on the break, but anyway.
Sure.
Hey, I listen to you guys every weekend. I have a question in the past. We have a board member who's the president who does not live in the community. Apparently that's illegal. He cannot be grandfathered in. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct. Absolutely not. Just because somebody doesn't live in the community does not mean that they're not eligible to serve on the board. The question is not where the person lives. It may depend upon whether or not the person actually still owns a unit or a home in the community. And I'm going to go one step further.
What if the documents say?
Well, the documents under current arbitration decisions, I don't think you can put that restriction on it. And in other words, the statute says any owner can be on the board of directors. There's no requirement in the statute that says you must live in the community, so I don't think you can voluntarily just put that additional requirement of living in the community. So the bottom line is, you know, the as long as you own, you can get to be on the board of directors, and it's very, very common. I'll tell you when the question becomes a little bit more difficult to answer, Mike from Lake Worth. It's when the person does not even own a home or a unit in the community, can they serve on the board of directors? And you may be surprised to learn that in some associations, the answer is still yes. And that...
Okay, you've answered that one basically. I've got a whole slew of questions, but I want to get a hold of you guys. Board member also owns the management company and gave himself a $2,000 raise.
Wait, the board member also owns the management company? Is
wow.
that what you said?
And that's correct, and, which is not, I guess it's that's legal, but he gave himself a $2,000 raise.
It's good to be the king, huh?
He also sent us a questionnaire regarding vehicles and everything else, which most of us threw away. But he sent a threatening letter back. If you don't take and answer this questionnaire, your dues are going to have to be paid in full up front without a credit. And if your dues aren't, if you don't answer this questionnaire, he's jacking up the dues to $2,500 instead of $1,200.
Okay, why when we you know, you're talking about when you say he's doing this, he's doing that. That's not how a board of directors works. A board of directors acts as a group. You make group decisions where the majority of that group runs the association. They make the policy and the decisions, not he or she. It's done
it
by,
is he.
You know.
I apologize. It is he. He's a communista. Nobody wants to run for the board because of this, I'll just say schmuck, putting it politely. And we're tired. We can't get rid of him.
Well, let's do another. Well, I'll tell you this. Is this a condo or an HOA?
It's an HOA.
HOA. I wish you would have told me condo, because for a condo, there would have been, of course, a division you could have reported this to. But under the HOA statute, by the way, when the association voted to do business with this board president, by the way, he is a licensed CAM?
Yep.
Okay. So if the board, if the association was going to hire this president to do the CAM work, as long as he got a license, they can do that. But did they jump through the proper hoops? In other words, in order to hire him as the CAM for the association, 2/3 of the other directors had to vote in favor of that contract. The contract had to be disclosed to all the unit owners. The relationship had to be disclosed to the unit owners. And the unit owners would have had the opportunity to cancel that contract at the next meeting. Was it put in the minutes? I mean, was any of that done?
Couldn't tell you, and I don't go to the meetings anymore because of this guy. And unfortunately, he is 2/3 of the board's secretary and treasurer.
Well, no. At the bottom line is, I'm sure your documents don't allow for a one-person board. At a minimum, it would require a three-person board, I'm sure. And two of those other directors would have had to vote in favor of hiring this president to be the CAM for the association and to get paid for it. The fact that that was never done here makes that relationship between the association and the condo president as a CAM totally 100% illegal.
And that's why I wanted to get your, what was the name of your company? Or
Glazer.
Go ahead.
Glazer and Associates, give us a call at the office. The number is 855, the number 4, Condo Craze again. 855, the number 4, Condo Craze.
And the other real kicker is he just signed himself a 10-year contract for his management company for our HOA.
What, 10? You're lucky it's not 1,000. You know, no. Yeah, bottom line is, I think under the statute as well, community association manager contracts, I believe, I got to check the statute, may be limited to 36 months. So that in and of itself may be an illegal contract as well.
Do you have something I can just scan you some information to let you look at it before I contact you?
Take a look. It's Florida Statute 720. I'm not sure the exact provision of 720, but in there you'll find a section on what constitutes legal contracts between the association and their management company. Okay.
Okay. What that was a misunderstood question. Do you have a fax or a website that I can scan you and fax you? Or scan and forward.
Sure.
You
go to our law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. Click on our names and you'll see everybody's email addresses. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
I
for
love
the,
your show.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I appreciate it. All right, let's do this in the few minutes we got left. Let's quickly take our final break of the hour. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
As a flood or other disaster struck your community, is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to the last segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. The number to call, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. And we've got Margo in Miami.
How are you, Margo?
Hi, Eric. I'm fine, thank you.
A couple weeks ago, you mentioned that Broward County and Miami-Dade County had passed a law that when you deny somebody the right to purchase a unit or rent a unit,
yep,
they have to give a reason.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Well, my board has sent proxy notices out, and they want to amend our declaration, our bylaws, and our rules to say that they can deny with or without cause, and they don't have to state a reason.
Okay. Well, that's...
So if it passes, who enforces that rule? Because I think the state... says that you don't have to give any reason for denial.
Here's the bottom line. This became a brand new county ordinance in Broward about 2 years ago, Miami in like the last few months. And regardless of what your documents say, that's the whole important thing. I don't care that your association is now going to go through the show of amending your documents to now say we don't have to give a reason. You do have to give a reason. That's the whole purpose of this new provision. The bottom line now is when someone makes an application to move into your community, a couple of things you have to do. Number one, associations have been accused when they don't want the person that actually made the application to move in of deliberately sitting on the application and saying that, you know what, we're not going to get back to you because it's incomplete. Of course, they don't tell the applicant that it's an incomplete application. The applicant finally says, hey, what are you doing with my application? Are you going to rule on it or what? And they come back and say, no, we never even started because it was incomplete application. But why didn't you tell me it's incomplete? I would have made it complete. So now the bottom line is you have 15 days to let a person know if their application is complete or incomplete. That's number one. Number two, I believe the rule now says you have 30 days or 45 days to let the person know that when and if they are denied the right to move into your community, they have the right to know why they were not considered good enough to move into your community. You absolutely have to give them an answer in writing. You cannot duck behind the provisions now of your governing documents that say we don't have to give a reason. You have to give a reason. And I don't care if everybody in the community voted to have a provision in your documents that say we don't have to give a reason. You now do have to give a reason. And if you don't think that you can be sued for it, why don't somebody test Miami-Dade County or Broward County on it, and I guarantee you will get a lawsuit from the county to enforce this specific new provisions of the local ordinances. Guarantee it will happen.
So you would have to go to an attorney to get that enforced, and they would...
Well, what would happen is, let's just say a person wanted to move into a community. And let's just say it was a person of color and they were denied and they were then not given a reason for the denial. You can bet that the local office of like the EEOC is going to wind up filing a lawsuit on their behalf against that association saying that they were denied without properly telling them why they're not eligible to live in the community. And they will win that lawsuit. So, again, matter of fact, you mentioned the fact, Margo, that this started out in Broward. It now went over to Miami-Dade County. Rest assured, and I said this when it was passed originally in Broward, this new ordinance will spread throughout the state. I see this not just stopping here in Broward and Dade. I certainly see it coming to Palm Beach eventually as well. No two ways about it.
Yeah, and then I see it stopping there.
Well, potentially. Potentially it may stop, but I see it's going to wind up in Palm Beach. So your board and your unit owners can go through the whole, show of amending your documents and saying we don't have to provide a reason, we can deny with or without cause.
But they do.
But I can tell you they do. And by the way, there's another case out there, which is known as the Shalom House case, that says where a board can deny a unit owner from moving into a community for any reason or no reason at all, that provision of your governing documents is invalid unless the association has a corresponding obligation to purchase the unit on the same terms. So you can't just say we don't even have to give a reason unless, and you know, we can make them up as we go, unless you also have a corresponding obligation to purchase the unit. So you got to be real careful, Margo. Don't do anything without, the association certainly shouldn't do anything without getting the advice of legal counsel in that regard. Okay, quickly before we finish up here, lots to talk about, especially this time of year. Remember, a board member has to be certified between 1 year of getting elected to the board or appointed to the board, or within 90 days after getting elected or appointed to the board. And if they don't, they are off the board. They're automatically removed. And one way of getting certified is by taking our popular Condo Craze and HOA's board member certification course. I think we've now topped the 8,500-person mark. We're teaching it all over the state.
So where else will you be teaching?
Okay, busy week ahead. This coming Wednesday, November 12th at 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to be at the PM Expo event in St. Petersburg, and we really look forward to it. We opened up a satellite office in Tampa, so we're going to get there a day early, meet with some new clients in the Tampa and St. Pete area, and then the next day we'll be teaching again at the St. Petersburg PM Expo event starting 8 o'clock in the morning. Next month, of course, December 11th, big event here. Starting, by the way, we changed it now to 7:45. We really get an early morning start. 7:45, the December 11th event, the South Florida Cooperator Expo in Fort Lauderdale. That is always well attended, a great event. And then, of course, January 14th in Orlando, big news for our listeners in Central Florida. You wanted to meet us, and we're coming. We put together a fantastic expo at the Convention Center in Orlando. Again, January 14th, we're going to do our board certification seminar, and we're going to follow it up by doing our live radio show in front of a studio audience. Really looking forward to seeing everybody. There's going to be vendors from all over the state showing you products and services to benefit your community. There's going to be educational courses and, of course, free food all day long. The first 500 cars also get free parking. We're going to have a main stage. Karen and I are going to be interviewing people, interviewing the vendors, answering questions all day long. The place is going to have a party atmosphere, and we even hired a DJ. The idea is really make this fun, something truly different, and it's going to be a great event for everybody in Central Florida. You asked us to come there, and we're coming, but it's going to be a little different, hopefully a little more fun and exciting than what you're used to. And if you want to see more about this event, just go to expo.condocrazeandhoas.com. Again, expo.condocrazeandhoas.com. And as promised, we added another event, February 21st. We're going to be again on the West Coast at 8 o'clock in the morning in beautiful Bonita Springs at the Hyatt Regency Cocoa Point Resort and Spa. So lots of our seminars coming up. Great time to think about getting certified. So we really look forward to seeing everybody. You want to register for any of these events, just go to condocrazeandhoas.com. Again, condocrazeandhoas.com, or just download our new app and register from your phone. I hear the music, so that brings us to the end of another week on CondoCraze and HOAs.com. Everybody have a great week. To those in St. Pete, look forward to seeing you on Wednesday. Take care.